This is a Sound Rebel podcast.
Discover more of our shows at soundrebel.co.uk.
Girls, listen to this podcast and know that you are not alone. Lads, listen to it and please take notes. Let's face it, the vast majority of you need all the help that you can get. These are real life stories which actually happened to us and we are very, very honest. Maybe a little bit too much at times. So if you are easily offended, or an ex, or my dad, it's probably best to switch off now. Welcome to Men Not Boys, the straight talking, no nonsense podcast all about men getting it oh so wrong. Girls, it is happening to all of us. Don't we know it, Melissa?
Yes, it is happening.
We've got back together in my kitchen. Hey, welcome back. So this week we are talking all about meeting guys in real life, which these days doesn't happen very often. It seems to all be online dating, but when it does, it can go spectacularly right or spectacularly wrong. Isn't that right, Melissa?
Yeah, it's more the norm now to meet someone online. Whenever you say, oh, my partner in a bar, everyone's like, really?
Yeah.
How do people still know how to talk and introduce themselves in person?
It's like when you walk into a bar, they should just give you everyone's number and see if someone wants to text you whilst you're in the bar. So it might as well
that's
be the
why
way to
when
do
you
it.
Sometimes in a bar, and then people will text you once you leave, like, hey, just seen you in such and such a place, and you're like, well, why not come over and say hello? Why have you waited until I left to text me to say that you saw me?
That happens to me all the time. Like that guy I sat next to in the Mayflower, and he literally got to the door and texted me saying, hi, I've just seen you in the Mayflower.
It's weird. It's like they can't face the shame of being rejected in person the way, because you reject, men are rejected so much, and probably girls online, like you just get ignored. So imagine the same happening in person in front of people.
But don't you think though, it's a lot harder to reject someone in person?
No.
Brutal Melissa. I do. I think in person you can't just ignore someone, though. You can ignore them online.
Can't you?
When they come over and go, hi, you can't just be like, you have to be like, hi. You have to at least give them a little bit of time a day.
It depends what they look like, really. And also, like, some people are just rude. I have been out with my boyfriend and people have come over and tried to, like, say hello, and I think that's why I'm so used to just being rude to people.
Is it weird that I find that a bit attractive if a man came over to me while I was with my boyfriend and tried to chat me up?
Attractive?
Yeah, I'd be like, oh, he's got some balls, like, to come over while you're with your boyfriends.
I think he's got no respect.
Yeah, there's no respect, but it means that he knows what he wants and he's coming for you. You're taken in the bar and he still wants you. Don't get me wrong, I wouldn't recommend you to do it, especially if I really like my boyfriend. But if I really wasn't that bothered, I'd be a bit amused by it. I can't lie. I would be like, DM me. Wouldn't you know?
No.
But do you remember that time, Melissa? Okay, this is what not to do. This is what a little boy did to us. Yeah. We were out, weren't we, having drinks. It was just me and Melissa. We were having a bit of a girly night. And all of a sudden, the waiter comes over with a porn star martini. One for Melissa. And he says, that guy at the bar wanted to send you a drink. And she was like, just one? Just one? So
stinge bag or what?
But basically, that just basically didn't work out for this guy. As much as sending over drinks is a really good way.
At least send two drinks over. Yeah. And you know what? We'd probably be like, oh, come and join us for a drink. But sending one over just makes the whole situation really awkward.
Really awkward. Like, she's not going to entertain you if you're not entertaining
me. I mean, I still
me
drank
too.
It.
I think we shared it.
Did we?
I think that's definitely a little boy move, because
yeah, it is.
If you're a man, you would have paid for two.
Exactly.
Like, two drinks is not that much more expensive than one. Let's not be minge bags about it. If that's exactly your move.
If you want to win a girl over, you also have to win her friends over. So yeah, that is just an absolute no-no 100%.
Move. 100%. If there's a group of girls, send over a bottle of wine.
Exactly.
Or a bottle of vodka. Do you know what I mean? Send over something lovely, because otherwise, it just didn't work.
But if you do just want to buy a girl one drink, come over and ask the girl, can I please buy you a drink? Just don't make the whole situation awkward by sending over one drink, because it makes everyone stop and stare and think, well, why not me?
But secretly you loved it. So have you ever had a chat up line that's worked? That you thought, ooh, I like this?
Yeah, because when you're drunk, like, if someone comes over with, like, a cheesy chat up line, like, did it hurt when you fell down from heaven and all that, and when you're drunk, you can, like, laugh it off. It's less cringy in person than it is online.
Yeah.
And it also depends on, like, the way they are, like, the charisma, the posture, the way they look, everything. So if it's a gorgeous guy and they say something like that, it's like... You're so funny.
Yeah, I like the cheesy chat up lines in real life.
Yeah, I do.
As long as it's just one, straight to the point.
Yeah.
Don't keep them coming. Like, once,
exactly.
Once
yeah,
laughed,
just one.
Chill.
If you keep going, it's like.
But I like someone who's really smooth about things. Like, I can't bear it when a guy orders a drink and then faffs about with the money.
Like, yeah, like trying to wait for you to offer to pay for the your drink or something.
Yeah, like if you've offered to buy me a drink, just pay for the thing.
Exactly.
Don't faff about with it.
I've actually been out and you've been speaking to someone, they've ordered themselves a drink and like not offered.
You just I know.
What?
Well, a doctor I dated. Do you remember that doctor?
Which one?
I date a lot of doctors. I dated this doctor and he was out with all my friends and he kept going on about how he was a doctor and how he was like a consultant and really high up. And then my friends were all at the bar and they were like, why is he not buying us the drinks? Like, exactly. This is so weird.
This is the thing, right, about dating a Scouser as well. When you date a Scouser lad, they will not allow you to buy a drink.
Yeah.
If you are with one friend or 10 friends, that guy will buy all your friends drinks. Yep. Like, whenever you date someone that's from outside Liverpool, they will allow your friends to buy drinks and they will buy your drinks and they'll accept it when you buy a drink for them too.
Yeah.
Scousers just don't do that.
That's true.
And it's not about girls being tight or anything like that. They're just Scousers. As much as, like, they can be scally and stuff, they are gentlemanlike.
Yeah, they are. It's strange, isn't it? Because they are, like, the best of both worlds in a way. Because in some ways, they're really scally. And then in some ways, they're very protective of their girls.
Exactly.
Very protective. Yeah, and I quite like that, though.
They like to take care of you and make sure you're okay and make sure your friends are okay. And it's nice.
It is nice. I do agree. But then I think the poor guy, if you've got 10 of your mates out, then that's a very expensive night for him. But I think when you actually meet someone in real life, I think the manly thing to do is, again, like, get straight to the point about it. Like, I really like you and I'd like to take you out. I hate it with all this small talk stuff.
Exactly.
I remember my friends, I went out once. Look at my hen party. I had a white dress on. Everyone else wore black. It was really bizarre. And they all went round one of the bars and found men. And there was a queue of men standing there. It was the most awkward thing I have ever, ever experienced in my life. There was literally three of them standing there with men waiting to meet me. While I was speaking to this guy who looked like Aladdin, and he was so up his own arse, and all he did was want to talk about himself and like sell himself to me like an estate agent. I couldn't bear him.
It's probably because he's used to selling houses and stuff.
He was an estate agent, but he was trying to sell himself to me. Yeah.
Yeah,
and I'm like, don't show me that you're interested in me.
Yeah, ask
quite, so yeah, interested that's, in yourself. Ugh,
that's so off putting when they just stand there and talk about me.
But he was fit though. He looked like Aladdin, and Aladdin's fit.
Yeah, but looks are not. I find, right, you can meet someone who can be the most gorgeous person in the world, and if you have a shit conversation with them, you just they become ugly.
But vice versa, you can come across the most ugliest person in the world and then end up fancying them at the end of the night because they've made you laugh.
That's why I never, like, you can't always go for looks. I never just go for looks because personality is what you've got to live with at the end of the day.
You do want to fancy them then.
Yeah, you can always fancy them.
Our friend Gabby said to me once, he's dead funny and he's lovely, but you have got to look at that face. And I'm like, yeah.
There is a line.
You need to be relatively good looking, but you also need, the chat is the most important.
Yeah.
So when someone meets you in real life, you're in a bar, you're sitting there.
It is so important. If you're bored speaking to someone, like, just in a bar, then you're going to get nowhere.
Do you know what else I love, though? When someone walks in and you know the whole bar is looking at them. Like, every girl in that place fancies them.
Do you know what I do in that situation? Ignore them.
Well, yeah, that really will... You ignore the guy who's chatting you up to try and get his attention.
Yeah. Treat them mean, keep them key.
I ignore them too many. I just don't act like I'm interested.
It's worse when they ignore you back, though. It's off. You stand there like, okay.
I love it when you can feel someone's presence and there's such like, oh, he's here. And you're like, oh. And then it just turns out he's just a cocky prick who everyone in the bar's probably slept with.
Yeah, that's probably what I'd feel in that situation. Like, if everyone's like, oh my God, he's here. It's like, yeah, because you're thinking he slept with my mate. He's texting her. He's doing this. He's doing that.
Yeah, but I fancy them men, you know. I do.
I know you do.
That's why I'm single. All the time.
Probably.
Yeah. So I think that's the difference between men and boys. Boys will come up with some horrible chat up line or send over one drink or faff around and just tell you that they fancy you, but then not do anything about it. And a man will be like, I want to date you. I like you.
Yeah. Like, or even just talking to you, be like, I'd love to take you for dinner sometime. A lad would just be like, oh, let me get your number and I'll text you next week. You can come round to ours.
Yeah. No. Sit with me, ma.
Yeah. Come with mom. Meet me mum's off that night.
You get a Domino's too for Tuesday. So we talk about all the things that we like that men do. We like a man who takes the initiative. We like a man who asks you out. We can't bear it when a little boy will just send over one drink and pop his head up. But what is the worst outcome of meeting a guy on a night out? Like, what's the worst situation you've ever been in?
The worst situation is when you can have a nice conversation with them. They need to know when to end the conversation. Like, I've had someone trying to chat me up and I've spoke to them and I've even at one point swapped numbers with them And they've kept talking. It's like, okay, well, now I'm going to go back with my friend and enjoy my night. Yeah. I'll text you tomorrow.
A Klingon.
Then they linger. And then you're like, okay, like, bye. You turn around, I'm still there. And you're like, you're right.
Yeah.
And they're still there. And this one guy, like, I left the club and he followed me and my friends out and, like, followed us down the street and was like, where are you going? And we were like, home. He was like, well, where's home? We were staying in a hotel and he followed us. And he tried to follow us into the hotel. I'll come up for a drink with you. We were like, oh no, we're going to sleep. Oh no, I'll come up for a drink with you. And lucky enough, the security in the hotel was like, mate, go away.
Yeah, they
so we got
you.
Stopped and we just didn't even look back and kept walking. What did I do? As soon as he texted me, I just blocked him. So I was like, you're a creep.
Oh my God. Yeah, now, do you remember when me and you went for dinner? We went for dinner at a sushi place. And when we got there, this guy came over and paid for half our bill. Do you remember? And literally, this was this year, Melissa. She's looking very confused at me right now. He paid half of our bill. And was that me? Yeah, me and you. I've got a photo of us together. And then we went for drinks because they then bought all our drinks, paid half our dinner bill.
Yes,
and then
I remember.
We went for drinks in one of the bars and they walked in and they were like, right, we've got these girls with us. So we felt like we had to be polite and just join them for a drink, thinking we were just going to go for one. He bounces up to a table. He says, I want this table. So the bar cleared the table for him. Buys this magnum bottle of vodka. And what do we do? We get my ex-boyfriend to help us escape. We like fled the bar because we were like, this is getting too heavy now. Like, we thought we were coming for a drink and you just bought a magnum bottle of vodka.
That's just making sure we didn't escape.
Between four of us, like, that would take me 2 weeks to drink that. Like, are you joking?
Even like vodka.
And do you remember? So we got my ex-boyfriend who worked at the bar to help us escape, and he had to like keep them away from the toilets as we went into the toilets, and he brought us our coats and let us out.
I think they were just trying to impress us a bit too much and it just came on far too heavy.
It was just vile. And one of them was so off his face, he couldn't speak properly. He was that drunk. He just couldn't speak. So it was like we had someone who was leaning on us.
Oh, I remember that.
Oh, only now.
I was thinking about the circus.
Oh my God, that's another one.
I remember
I'm talking about the other one.
I forgot about that. Yeah. Oh my God, I remember that now. That was so awkward.
But then we had the same thing happen to us in the circus. Do you remember that one?
I knew one of the guys. Like, I was like, not friends with them, but kind of friends.
You knew him via other people, didn't you?
Yeah. And he texted me, like, where did you go? And I was like, oh, my friend just felt sick. We had to leave.
I just remember, oh, I got the blame, did I?
Yeah.
I just remember messaging my ex-boyfriend and was like, I know we don't really like each other, but you need to help me. You need to help me escape now. We've just met these guys and they will not let us leave. Like, because you remember they followed us to the toilet. Was like, you aren't going home, are you?
Yeah, we had to go to the toilet like three times in order to leave.
But do you remember the guy from the circus? We went to the pub. I'd just gone through like a horrific breakup and I was dead depressed.
I know, you were so depressed.
I was so depressed. And Melissa was like, let's go to the circus.
But they followed us as well, didn't they?
Yeah, so we went to the pub. And they followed us out of the pub into the car park and then followed us in our car
to the next pub.
Yeah. And then they bought us all our drinks because, to be fair, they were very traditional Scouse. We didn't pay for a drink with them. And then we got free tickets to the circus, but then they bought four tickets. He paid for four tickets so we could sit together and bought us candy floss.
But we hardly even spoke to them all night, did we?
And then they hounded us to go out with them.
We did. We didn't actually go. We actually went home though.
Yeah, but
they
took us to another pub and bought us fish and chips. Do you remember?
That was not before we went to circus.
No, it was after.
I've got such a bad memory, you know.
It was after the circus. This is what I mean. This is the problem. Like, you need to learn to leave.
I know.
If like, you meet
nice,
someone on
drink,
that day,
then don't like carry on
to leave. Like, leave. Don't leech.
Leave. Don't leech. That should
leave.
Be
don't
quote.
Leech. That is a. That is a. What's it called? A jingle. Leave. Don't leech. Because frankly, there's nothing worse than a guy. And if you're out with your mate, you've gone out for a night out with your mate, you don't want to
exactly,
be stuck to
yeah,
a guy.
Exactly, yeah, you don't
want to
be stuck to, like, one guy.
Like, you've got me number, tell me when you're taking me out. You know, I'm not, this isn't counting as my first date.
It is to them.
I know, that's what I mean. Some people can be mingy like that, can't they? I bought you a drink, okay.
Oh my God, I seen something on Facebook the other day, and it was a screenshot on Facebook of a conversation. And this guy texts me, was like, oh, is this the girl in, like, the black dress last night? And the girl said, yeah. And then I went, oh, do you mind transferring me that money back for the drink? Because it didn't end up taking you.
I've seen that. Imagine asking for your money back. Don't offer me a drink and then ask me for the money back because I didn't turn out to be the slag you hoped for. My goodness. Yeah, I've seen that. That's the difference. A man, well, this is what I think A man will go and get what he wants.
Exactly.
A little boy will feel it out.
But also, you've got to know when to, like, keep going. If a guy comes up and offers to buy you a drink and you politely say no and they keep going on, go on, let me just buy you one, we'll just have one, and they keep going on at you, that is also just as off-putting. So you can act like you know what you want, but if the girl's not interested, then just don't force it.
Yeah. I had a guy come up to me literally the other night and was like, oh my God, I know you, I've got you on Instagram. I was like, oh cool, yeah, nice one. And then he got really, really drunk, bought a load of shots at the bar, took them back to his table, and then brought one over to me. So I'm like, whoa, what have you put in that?
Exactly, as if you drink
so
that.
So then he stood there, got all his mates to stand around me, and we're all going, down it, down it, something down it. So my mates are all looking at me like, oh my God, Rachel, you need to do something right now, because it would just got awkward. So I shot it, looked at them with my mouth full of, and then went, pfft. Just spat it back out again.
Oh my God.
Because I was like, oh my goodness, you could have just drugged me. If you're going to buy me a drink, let the barman pass it to me or bring it over.
Exactly, that's disgusting. The amount of times people buy me shots and I literally take it and just pour it on the floor.
I know, I've seen you do it too many times.
I hate shots at the best of times. Never mind a strange, creepy guy just handing it to you. Like,
I know,
from drink
their
that.
Table though.
Then like, we linger why? Around waiting for it to kick in.
This is why us I girls know. Won't take a drink off things like that.
Like, you have to be so careful taking a drink off anyone. Yeah. I just prefer to get my own drinks now because you just don't know what people are going to put in it.
Yeah, we know who we know, don't we?
Trust me. Behind
the bars. So have you ever been in a situation where someone has tried to chat you up in a really bad time?
Yeah.
Like, what do you think is the worst time that someone could ever approach you in a bar? Like, can something be happening? Or
it's probably when, like, there's some sort of confrontation going on with you and your friends. If you're, like, kind of having a disagreement about where to go next, or if someone wants to go home and someone doesn't, and some creep just pops over and say, hi. You're like, go away, I'm trying to sort something out. Or, I don't know.
I once, my friends were all in the bar talking to me about my ex-boyfriend, and I was, like, getting all upset. And then this guy came over and was like, oh, my God, hi. And I'm like, like, snot coming on my face. Like, do you know what I mean? Trying to hold myself together and trying to look attractive, but at the same time, crying is not a good look for anyone, let's be honest. Not.
Why would someone approach you as you're crying?
It's like they just couldn't see past it. Like, I wasn't obviously, like, out there, like, but you know when you're like, I'm getting all upset here, and you just come over at a really bad time, and you're just like, hi, yeah, thanks, bye. It's one of them where you get one word answers. Or it's like when you're in the middle of having murder with someone, but someone else in the bar, and it's like you against them, and you're like worried for your life, and then some random kid strolls over and tries to be macho man of the day, and you're like, you're not my knight in shining armor right now. You're like, you can't do anything about this. Please go away. Like, I hate that.
Yeah, some people just need to judge situations better and realize when it is convenient to come over and when it's not.
It's like you've been staring at me all night, and this is the moment. Exactly. <you're listening>. Yeah. And we get onto it, don't we?
Even if, when you're just on the way out of a bar, they grab your arm and you're like, you can see I'm leaving. I'm in like a group of 10 people. We're all leaving. We're not all going to stop so I can speak to you.
Yeah.
Like, you've had all night to come over to me, and this is the time that you choose.
Oh my God. And that tends to be the actual running theme, doesn't it?
It does. As you leave, and it's like, wait, I've told you, but I've not built up the courage.
And now I've only just figured out that I want to. Exactly. As you're walking out and all your friends are now leaving you, and you've got to run.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, don't do that. I like that. Like, again, it goes back to that thing. You're like a man who knows what he wants the minute he sees it and goes, right, I want
you. Exactly. Doesn't wait until he's leaving.
Yeah. Or you're crying. Or you're in a fight. Choose your moment wisely.
Or all three.
You're leaving because you're crying and you're in a fight, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, choose your moment wisely. I would definitely say that.
Exactly.
But I would say act impulsively. Like, don't just be like...
But they've got to judge the situation as well. Like, if you're standing in a group when you first arrive and you're all, like, trying to decide what you want to drink or something, and someone just rocks over and starts speaking to you, it makes the whole situation awkward as well.
Wait till you're settled.
Yeah, wait until you're settled in the club. You can see you're standing there. You've got a drink. You're just enjoying
dancing
yourself.
Dancing the night away, yeah.
And then approach.
It is like an art form, isn't it? Let's be honest.
You've got to think so much into it.
We're not easy, are we?
Girls are not simple.
So we're in a bar. Let's set the scene. We're in a bar. It's me and you sitting there, we're having the drinks, and we're both single. What is your perfect situation for a man to come in and approach you?
Okay, so I think that they should, first of all, make eye contact with you. If you make eye contact and, like, they get a smile out of you or something, that gives them the go-ahead to either send a drink over to you and your friend, or to come over and just say hello.
Yeah.
But if they look at you and you just snarl and look away, just don't bother, because you're just going to get a frosty response.
See, for me, I like it when someone walks in and you can feel that their presence is there, and you go, and then you look at them and you can see that everyone else in the room fancies them, and yet they're locking eyes with you. And so you do that flirty look over, look back, look over, look back thing. And then they sort of just bowl straight over to you and they're like, hello, I wanted to come and meet you. And I'm just like, oh, I'm yours. For me, that's like the perfect, and especially when they dress nice and they smell nice and they just bowl straight over to you and they're like, yeah, I like you.
Yeah.
I like people being that blunt with me, but I think that's because I'm a very blunt person.
But I've been out with you and I've seen people like do that and you're like, go away.
I've never said go away, but I don't entertain
you. You don't have to say this, it's your face.
Yeah, I find it awkward. I do find it awkward. But if you're really that confident, yeah, and you bowl over to me, then I won't feel awkward. You have to sort of have that thing where you're
confidence
just like,
is key, but overconfidence is also off-putting. Basically, you're knackered. We're not going to be happy, right?
I do like it when they come over, and I do like it when they know what they want, but yeah. I don't like it when they make things awkward.
I know. Like if they make eye contact with you and then don't come over, but they keep making eye contact, like they want you to come over. Like, yeah. No, if you want to speak to me, come over to me.
Yeah, I think it does get awkward otherwise. Or when they come over and they just sort of like, hey. And you're like, okay, well, now this is awkward. Tell me what you want.
Yeah, or they go, what's your name? You're like, Melissa, what's your name? Bob.
Cool.
Cool story, bro.
Cool story, bro. Tell me what you want, and I will tell you whether you can have it.
So, hi, Rachel. I really am interested in a long-term relationship. I'd like to move in with my heart.
I would like a dog.
Yeah. Oh, that would get me right.
No, I'd be like, right, when are we moving in? No, I think confidence is key. And fair enough, overconfidence is... No, not overconfidence, cockiness.
Cockiness, yeah.
I like a cocky prick, though.
Oh, I hate it.
I love it. I do. But confidence, cockiness, you can't be arrogant, but you need to be confident. And you need to just go for it. Because if you don't, then it makes that awkward. It's like... You don't know where you stand with someone. You're, yeah, just like, ugh.
They should keep, once they introduce themselves, they need to like keep the conversation going. If they, whoever approaches who, because a girl could approach a guy. If you approach a guy, you're the one that needs to keep the conversation going. If a guy approaches you, then they should do that.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. I think.
Because we're talking as if men are the only ones that can approach women. And I'm the kind of girl that if I like something, I'll approach them.
Yeah, you did approach your last ex.
I did go home with them, but I didn't actually sleep with them.
You didn't, did you?
No.
No,
I hadn't shaved, that's why.
So Melissa, thanks for coming around. I think we've established that if someone wants to approach you in real life, you need them to be confident and...
Not cocky.
Well, not cocky a little bit.
Do you know what? The cockiness sometimes can be a little bit nice.
It is a bit sexy. But I think...
Got to do it right.
You need to be confident in yourself, because if you're confident in yourself, then we'll be confident in you.
Exactly.
But yeah, if you've got no confidence in yourself, then there's just no point. But also, never, ever send over just one drink.
Because we'll just share it and not talk to you.
That's exactly what we did. All right, well, thanks for listening. Thanks for coming around, Melissa. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review. And if you do want to contact us with any of your gruesome and awful stories, please do email us at mennotboys@soundrebel.co.uk. And next time, we'll be talking all about texting and sexting. You up for that, Melissa? Oh, no, she's just eating a Pringle. So don't forget to join us next week. It's going to be a good one. Isn't that right, Melissa?
Yep.
Discover more shows on the Sound Rebel Network.
Triple Captain.
Hello, this is Triple Captain, the unofficial Fantasy Premier League podcast, which has just one aim: to get you to the top of your mini league.
He's Luke Jurdy, an FPL obsessed actor and top 10k finisher. And I'm Rich Wolfenden, a TalkSport commentator and presenter on Radio X. So what makes us different from other FPL podcasts?
Well, first of all, we're an unofficial FPL podcast, which means that we can say what we like. There's no club or Premier League affiliations, means that there's no ego rubbing or pleasing the sponsors.
We also pack our podcasts with guests. We've already had Lloyd Griffith from Soccer AM, Pete Donaldson from the Football Ramble, Caroline Barker from Sky Sports and 5 Live, Toby Tarrant from Radio X, James Sutton from the Anfield Rap, and Adam Wilborn from What Culture on the podcast. And we've got loads more guests lined up for the rest of the season.
Finally, we don't go on forever. Our podcasts are not that long, so you can get all the information you need for your game week without having to spend too much time with us, which, let's face it, is probably for the best.
Triple Captain from Sound Rebel. Please subscribe on your chosen podcast app.